Lawmakers are returning to Capitol Hill after a week-long recess. Many of them spent the break back with their constituents. Representative Ann Northup, a third-term Republican, went home to Louisville, Kentucky. For some of the people she represents, her visits raise hopes of help from Washington. For others, they're a chance to air some strong opinions about the issues before Congress. NPR's David Wellner was with Northup at some of her Louisville stops and prepared this report.
Here is our team center. You know what I mean? What we're trying to do here is build this room up to give the kids.
At a Baptist fellowship hall in West Louisville, a former high school dropout and one-time drug addict named Kenny Boyd tells a room full of politicians, educators, and business people about Youth Alive, the center he runs for troubled teenagers.
You know, the kids of today, they don't never have homework. You know what I mean? So what we do is say,
Congresswoman Ann Northup is the first to laugh at Boyd's ironic humor. The seemingly supercharged 53-year-old mother of six is clearly the guest of honor at this open house. And before racing off to her next stop, she assures Boyd she's greatly impressed.
Oh, it's a great program. Let me come back and meet the kids sometime.
Okay.
But Boyd wants something more for his program than just another visit. He wants some financial support.
Our office is not allowed to write any checks to any. It's not like the Board of Aldermen, but certainly, you know, in terms of longer range help, you know, we can work with you on a grant, competing for grants and so forth.
And with that dangling promise, Northup dashes for the door. She's running late for her next appointment at a radio station. Her stop in this poor African-American neighborhood has been brief but positive for a Republican representing one of Kentucky's most Democratic districts. Audrey Cecil, who owns a local dry cleaning store, smiles as she looks down the hall at Northup speeding off.
We're impressed.
Still, this small business owner wishes she'd had Northup's ear to share some thoughts on President Bush's proposed $1.6 trillion tax cut.
I think that lower income, medium income people are the ones that really need a break. And tax cuts, I don't think this particular tax cut's gonna help out anybody down here in the lower income.
And although the president often mentions the plight of small business owners when he calls for ending the estate tax, Cecil says her business isn't worth nearly enough to be taxed as an estate.
The lower income people don't leave estates, you know? And so it's not going to affect us down, you know, no. Not going to affect us very much at all, no.
Undoubtedly, there are many who do support the president's proposed tax cuts in a state that's become increasingly Republican over the last decade. Both of Kentucky's senators and all but one of its six representatives in Washington are now Republicans. But there are still quite a few Democrats in the state, and many appear to have their radios on when Northup makes her next Louisville stop at NPR member station WFPL.
Welcome to State of Affairs. I'm Cameron Lawrence. In 1996, Republican Ann Northup was elected to Kentucky's 3rd Congressional District seat, a seat held by Democrats for the previous 26 years.
Northup sits in a studio opposite the host. She's the sole guest for this early afternoon hour-long call-in show. Before responding to callers, though, Northup makes clear she fully supports the president's tax cut, and she rejects complaints that the plan gives back too much to the wealthy.
They pay an enormous share of their income already in taxes, and what they will get in the form of a tax cut will be much smaller in percent than somebody in middle America. But, you know, I think it's important that every one of us that are in moderate incomes on pay some taxes, because if you're considering public policy, it shouldn't seem like services come without a price attached to them.
And then the calls start flooding in. A listener named Tom has a pointed question about another part of the president's proposed tax cut.
I noticed that you're for the inheritance tax to be wiped out. And you talk about small farmers and this sort of stuff. Do you also want to wipe it out for the Kennedys, the Rockefellers, and what our forefathers didn't want to have a princess in this country? And this will kind of go against the very thought of our forefathers when you wipe out this inheritance tax.
You know, actually, those families that you mentioned, their money is in trust funds that the government can't touch anyway.
Campaign finance comes up when another caller asserts Northup co-sponsored a bill last year to lift a ban from an outlawed pesticide. The listener asks whether she accepted any campaign contributions from the makers of that pesticide. Northup says she can't recall the bill.
But yes, I received some campaign contributions from chemical companies, but also from farmers and individuals, and many from people who are concerned about the environment, as I am.
Other questions touch on Northup's support for stricter bankruptcy rules, on school tuition vouchers, which she supports, and on her vote last year against a patient's Bill of Rights. Though most of the calls are adversarial, the tone remains civil. And afterwards, Northup is diplomatic, sizing up the program.
You wouldn't have the same calls on Rush Limbaugh.
Northup says what she takes back to Washington is a conviction that if there's one important issue out here for her constituents, it's tax cuts, whether they support them or not. David Walna, NPR News, Louisville, Kentucky.